From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama follows up last night's State of the Union address with a trip to Florida today. NPR's Don Gagne says the president will talk about the economy and new grants to fund high-speed rail between Tampa and Orlando.
The event in Tampa will have the feel of the campaign. President Obama will be joined on stage by Vice President Biden, the kind of thing they did often during 2008. At a town hall meeting, they'll highlight something the president talked about in his speech last night, $8 billion in money from the economic stimulus package passed last year will be used to enhance the nation's transportation infrastructure, including 13 projects nationally, to begin development of a high-speed rail system. The event will also give them the opportunity to focus on ways this stimulus money is helping middle-class Americans. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
The Labor Department says fewer people applied for new unemployment benefits last week than the week before, but the drop was smaller than economists expected, and employers are still cutting more jobs than they are adding. The government reports orders for durable goods expected to last 3 years or more rose last month, but much less than economists expected. Orders for the full year were down 20% from 2008, and that's the biggest plunge since records were first kept in 1992. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown tells a one-day London conference on Afghanistan that he hopes Afghanistan can turn the tide in the fight against insurgency by the middle of next year. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on details of Brown's proposals, and she says Afghanistan's president reassured other leaders that he is trying hard to fight both the insurgency and corruption.
Prime Minister Brown says that donors agreed to set up an international trust fund to help Afghanistan offer financial incentives to lure away Taliban fighters who renounce violence and have no ties to Al-Qaeda.
But for those insurgents who refuse to accept the conditions for reintegration, we have no choice but to pursue them militarily.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai called on Saudi Arabia's king to help guide the reconciliation and reintegration efforts, and he urged his neighbor Pakistan to support the process as well. Karzai also tried to reassure countries that have sent troops and aid to Afghanistan that fighting corruption will be a key part of his agenda. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, London.
Rescuers thinking they had seen their last miracle in Haiti pulled a teenaged girl alive from the post-earthquake rubble 15 days after the quake. They say she was extremely dehydrated and possibly hours from death when she was rescued. Wall Street early trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 49 points at 10,187. The NASDAQ Composite Index also down by 18 points. This is NPR News. Prosecutors in Chicago say they expect to reindict former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich next week. Blagojevich was arrested in December of 2008 for trying to sell the Senate seat vacated by President Obama when he took office. Here is more from Chicago Public Radio's Robert Wildebor.
The new indictment will revolve around the previously alleged misconduct, but it will also likely include new charges, charges that won't rely so heavily on the so-called Honest Services Statute. That statute is being reviewed by the U.S. Supreme Court, and if the court finds it unconstitutional, some of the charges against Blagojevich would have to be dropped. This new indictment will take that into account. Defense attorneys say the new charges could delay the trial, which is slated to start in June. Blagojevich is continuing the media blitz he started shortly after his arrest. He'll be a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice with Donald Trump, but his attorney says the former governor has been focused on his defense, going through evidence like FBI tapes four or five times a week. For NPR News, I'm Robert Wildebor in Chicago.
Belgian Justine Henin and American Serena Williams will face off in the Australian Open women's tennis finals. Both defeated Chinese players to get there. Williams says it's nice to have a chance to win the tournament.
It's pretty cool, you know, Definitely, you know, felt like this whole tournament, like I just was just still so excited to be in it, and I still am, so it's good.
Henin is in her second tournament since coming out of retirement from a sport she once dominated. Scotsman Andy Murray has made it to the men's finals, giving Britain new hope of a Grand Slam victory for men for the first time in 74 years. This is NPR News.